All right, guys, after that very creepy part three, it's time for part four, which is Cave of Spirits.
Home invasion. Cave of... The game of three.
Yeah.
Cave of Spirits.
All right, let's begin.
Adventure across a medieval fantasy landscape as Oswin, in his quest to become a knight in King Aldridge's court.
So we'll do that. And I have to say, the thing that I like about this is... This is technically not one game, it is multiple games. So, there's some things that some people may not like, and there's some things that you may like, so I guess it just depends on you. The goal in this particular demonstration is to go through them all, give you an idea of the things that you can expect, but obviously, because there are multiple choices, you can make all kinds of things happen. So, yeah. Now, here we go, I guess, with Cave of Spirits. If I can find the button to start it. Come on. There we go. Let's begin.
King Aldric will see you now. Well, come on then. All right. You cannot see. Well, just walk straight and follow me. And do not speak until you are spoken to.
Can I say no?
I said, move it! Stop here. Kneel.
No.
Kneel down before the king.
You may rise, boy. Stand up. Do you know why you're here?
No.
I'm not quite sure.
You will address the king as your grace.
I'm not sure, your grace.
You were spotted, swinging a sword around unlawfully.
I promise, it will not happen again, your grace.
What is your name?
Oswin, your grace. Oswin Barlow.
Barlow. Tell me, what business does a blind son of a farmer have practicing with a sword?
None, your grace.
I was told you were quite good. Have you ever dreamt of becoming a knight?
Sure, why not? I'll say yes.
I suppose, your grace. Only in dreams, though. I know I could never.
No doubt you have heard of the recruitments for the expeditions of recent, of which none have returned. I require someone who possesses a unique view, shall we say. Do you fear the dark, young Oswin?
No.
Your grace, I live in a sightless world. I have never known light, other than the warmth of the sun.
What, then, do you really fear?
My family not having enough to eat. My mother succumbing to her illness, feeling like I cannot do anything to help them.
I see. Do you take issue with those of my court having all the luxuries you do not?
Yes.
Yes, your grace.
What would you do instead?
I would let those born without privilege stand a fighting chance.
Now that was brave, young Oswin. Foolish of you to speak your mind, but brave. Often the two go hand in hand. Normally I would let someone hang for speaking to me in such ways, but your king is merciful and has need for you.
My child, Matilda, was stolen from me. Taken by a monster of cursed magic. Every night, I hear her cries on the wind. She is still alive, but held captive in a deep cave where dark things dwell. I have sent several men on expeditions to rescue my dear Matilda, though none have returned. Legend says that the cave devours men with fear in their hearts. I call upon you, Oswin Barlow, who knows not the light nor fear of the dark, to enter this cave and rescue my daughter. If you succeed, there will be a handsome reward for your courage and bravery and an honorary knighthood. What say you?
What if I say no?
I will only do this if my family is cared for.
Actually, you will do this because your king asks it of you. However, you have my word that your family will be cared for generations to come, as long as you bring my sweet Matilda back.
I will do my best, Your Grace.
Oh, let us hope that will be enough. My guards will get you armed and armored. I cannot spare any of my remaining men to accompany you, but there is someone. My former court jester, who was to hang today for being terribly unfunny, is available to you. Feel free to kill him if he proves useless. Very well, that is all. Farewell. Good luck. Here, you, chambermaid, come hither. Help me to my chambers before I soil myself. Come on. Sorry now.
Come on, let us get you suited up. You could even take a few practice swings at me if you'd like. Egan, look at you. Almost look like a knight already.
Really?
No, only joking. You look ridiculous, and you smell like cabbage. Nah, do you want some practice before combat first?
Yeah, let's do it.
Sure. Yes, please.
Since you are blind, you must use your ears to hear where the danger's coming from. My strikes will come from different directions. Listen to where I am and strike me first before you are hit. Do you want me to repeat any of that?
No.
Wonderful! Now, listen carefully to anticipate and then block my attack.
Left.
Good! Now, let's block that again from the other side.
Right.
Nicely done. You even managed to nick me there. Moving on. All right, Barlow. Mount up on the horse with the disgraced jester.
Oh, hello there.
All right, Barlow. Mount up on the horse with the disgraced jester.
Touch the screen. Without lifting your finger, move around to find the target within 5 seconds.
Oh, yeah. There we go.
There you go. Well, good luck, lads. And try not to die, eh?
Yeah. Yeah!
Onto me with both arms. Bit of an odd way to meet someone, hey? Only known you 10 seconds and you're grabbing at me waist. Well, I am Carl the Jester.
I am Oswin Barlow.
Ha, well met, Oswick. Tis a pleasure. I smell cabbage. We shall keep a slower pace while on the forest path. The cave is not too far away, I think.
What do you know about this cave?
Well, in old times, it was called the Cave of Spirits. Generally, anyone who goes in never comes out.
And the spirits?
The kind that eat souls. I sang many a tune about them in my time. Always scares the little ones.
I thought you were a jester, not a bard.
No, I am both. 'Tis not uncommon to have multiple forms of employment in this economy, you know. Would you like me to sing a song about you?
You just met me.
Well, I've got a whole first verse already. Shall I sing it?
Yeah.
All right, then. Go for it.
Oh, yes. Well, I mean, it has been a while. I may be a little out of practice. I've not warmed up my voice yet.
Just do it.
Right. Oh, Oswin the Blind has set off to find a lady in a cave from potato peels to nightly hymns. He still has yet to shave.
That will do.
Fine. Have it your way then. So, how often do you make it out of the village?
This is the furthest I've ever been from home.
Really? Well, I suppose farmers mainly just farm then, huh? Boring. Want to hear the joke that got me sentenced to hang?
Yes.
As a feast of roast beef was served in the king's court, I asked, are there any experts on the likes of cattle here? For if so, lend me your ear. What would one call a cow with three legs? Lean beef, of course. What would we call a cow with no legs? Ground beef, to be sure. So, then, what would we call a cow with two legs? The king's mother! Oh, my.
How are you not dead?
What? Did you not understand the joke?
Oh, I understood it. I just do not understand how you are not dead.
It is comedy, young Oswald, that is dead. No one knows how to take a joke anymore. This world is too sensitive to be regaled by anything of quality.
Mm-hmm. And my name is Oswin, Carl. Wait. Did you hear that?
No, tis just the forest, boy. Nature, there's nothing like it. I used to catch bees here all the time when I was a wee lad. Been stung everywhere from my bollocks to that tiny tender spot under your ear. You know, the one where you press it, and it's like, ah!
I do not think we are alone.
Bandits! No! You stupid horse! Damn it, Oswald! Protect me!
Call out where they are, will you?
There are three of them! Here comes the first one!
Left.
Oh! You killed him! He's dead! Look, here comes the second one!
Right.
Gah! Right in the throat! Oh, there's so much blood! Uh-oh! Here comes the third!
That's the left.
Oh! You chopped his head off! His head is gone! Oh my god, he's got no head! Blood everywhere!
Is that all of them?
Yes. Well done. Good teamwork.
Do you see the horse nearby?
Oh, he would be long gone by now. Oh, shit.
How far is this cave from here?
One mile, or five or six, 10 miles.
10?
Yes. Would you like me to hold your hand the whole way?
No. Just lead the way. I will keep a hand on your shoulder if I need.
Oh, look at us. And down the
road. This will be a long 10 miles.
Now their hearts are giving us a sweet holiday on the rivers and their fields.
you now?
The sound of the ocean. 'Tis a coastal cave. You will be very cold, moist, and damp down there. Like your mother's womb on a frosty morning.
Great. Thanks for that. What do you know about the princess?
Oh, she's no princess. She is the king's daughter out of wedlock. A bastard. Huge scandal back in the day.
Oh.
Why? We were hoping to know if she would be an option for you, Ozzy.
Sure.
Well, I do not know.
Farm boy wants some royal sauce in his cabbage patch.
What does that even mean?
Anything you wanted to.
You are disgusting. Let us just get her out. Alive and well. We must retain our honor. Matilda is not a prize to be won. I hope you do not expect that of her.
God, no. She looks like a frog.
I'm beginning to understand why people would dislike you.
I'm only saying what everyone else is thinking. Ribbit.
Why do her looks even matter to you? Why comment on them? Surely what is in one's heart is of more value.
Oh, Oslin. You are so young.
Oswin.
True. Life is a contest, my boy. Do you know how contests are judged? On the outward ability to perform and impress.
Explains why you were going to hang.
No. Shut up. Maybe. My point is, it is naive to assume others will take the effort to see the best in you. Keep expecting the worst, and you might not be as disappointed. Most will take one whiff of your cabbagey musk and look elsewhere. 'Tis simply reality.
What if someone does not mind cabbage?
Then maybe you stand a chance. Listen, we are getting off track here. You are either born lucky with good looks and riches, or you're born smelly and poor, all right?
I see no value in thinking this way. What if we succeed on this quest, and I truly am to become a knight?
They just said that to give you hope.
Well, I would rather have hope than have none. Without it, I will not feed my family, save my mother, or rescue Matilda.
If hope could do all that, then why is there suffering all around you?
Because those in power reap all the benefits. Change might be hard to bring about, but if we do not hope for it, believe in it, then who will bring it into existence?
Well said. I might steal that for my next ballad. You might prove me wrong yet, Oswald. Ah! The entrance to the cave! Well, good luck.
You're not coming?
Nah, you should be fine. Shit. All right, I will get some torches lit. Will you wait for me?
Yep.
Six and stones give me fire, my bones fire and dire. Cold will shies, darkness dies, flames like highs, embers rise. Burn a burn, old blazing fire, scar and char that mean old friar.
Wait,
and
you... that was about lighting a friar on fire?
Well, I did not light him on fire, at least not directly. I burnt a chapel, and that subsequently burnt the friar and the rest of the churchmen.
Why would you do such a thing?
Well, do not be so quick to judge, yet my mom burned for being a witch.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Then you must be wondering, was she a witch, though? No, she was not. She was my mum, and she was lovely. She just spoke her mind, is all, and they burned her alive for it, citing God's will. Looks like God willed the same fate unto them. Ah, here we go. Fire. Oh, dear. Ozzy!
How many are there?
Just one, for now. We better deal with it before the rest of the pack comes.
Right. It's the left. Right.
Ah! Oswin, the wolf slayer. Time to go.
Get your torches. We leave now.
I should get moving. I suppose I will lead. Follow me.
touch the screen. Without lifting your finger, move around to find the object.
Is that a wall? Stay close to me. Please. Well, that is not creepy at all.
Oh, that must be Matilda.
How would one live here? I mean, what would you eat? Moist fungus and mushroom tarts? Ugh.
You can ask her when we reach her.
On second thought, I might keep my mouth shut.
Now there's an idea.
Ah! Oh, shit! Piss bollocks!
It was just a bat, Jester. We should keep moving.
What was that?
The spirits. They sense your fear. You have to be brave, Jester.
In case it has gone unnoticed, 'tis not my strong suit.
Whenever I would wake from bad dreams, my mother would always tell me, have no fear, for it is a choice. You can choose to be scared or choose to be brave. Which one will it be, Oswin?
She sounds like a nice lady. Doubtful she has ever been in a man-eating cave. Just say. Damn it!
Quick, tell a joke. Dispel your fear. Otherwise, we are going to be in trouble.
Right. Well, all right. A jester and a smelly boy entered a cave.
Ugh. All right, go on.
And they fucking died!
Oh, boy.
Uh-oh.
Quick, do not choose fear.
All right. The king, his mother, and Sir Leon de Capricorn. You have to consummate one, wed one, and execute one. Go! Execute the king, right?
Yes, execute the king.
Well, who will you consummate, Sir Leon or the king's mother?
Mother.
Sir Leon.
Yes!
No.
Yes, me too. Then I would wed the king's mother, yuck, but only for her jewelry collection. Just working!
See?
I will not choose fear. I will choose Sir Leon de Capricorn. Well, we should keep moving.
I chose the wrong thing. Sorry.
Matilda? Is that you?
That is not my name. Not anymore.
All right, then.
Matilda, that was the name you were given.
By him.
Where are you?
Here.
Ah! Mother! Christ!
I'm no threat to you. My name is Oswin Barlow, son of a farmer.
It is you who should feel threatened right now, Oswin, son of a farmer.
I've come to rescue you from the monster.
There is no monster here, unless you refer to the one who sent you.
I sense a twist in the plot coming.
Who has held you captive here?
My father and his crimes.
How do you mean?
I was his mistake, a baby to have never been born. I exist because of his adultery, or as he put it, a beacon of his own failings, one that must never shine bright.
What a bastard! Him, not you.
He decided to keep me anyway, mostly locked in my chambers, raising me, not as a daughter, but as a maligned product of sin. Something to hate, to mask his self-hatred. In isolation, I wished for any sort of company. A child, perhaps, so that I may one day undo the pain of my upbringing by loving another through theirs. I knew there was no god looking out for me, so I begged to the underworld. And one night, my wish was granted. A spirit visited me in a dream. We made love, and the next morning, I was with child.
Dear God, what cursed magic is this?
The king called it an abomination, threatening to cut it from my gut himself. But this innocent child had done nothing, so he banished me to this cave, where I finally gave birth. A boy, Hendel. My son. Come here, my sweet. 'Tis fine.
And here I thought it could not get any more creepy. I was wrong.
Cursed, but beautiful. Every night I weep, for he will never be accepted in this world. He will always be seen as a monster. But he is the bridge between our world and the one below. Hendel, your grandfather has sent us more men. Are you hungry?
Oh boy.
So that is how they eat here. Shit.
The fear of weak men's hearts tastes better than any royal feast. Hendel has not eaten in quite some time. I assure you this will be quick.
Osman, what do we do? Think!
There must be another way to help you.
Enough chatter. Hendel, go ahead. Devour him, my love.
That's just sick.
Just give me your torch. Hurry.
No. Let them see light. Put it away.
Good idea. Hold it up high. Aim your torch wherever he goes. Do not let him come near you.
Touch the screen. Without lifting your finger, move around to find the object.
Uh-oh. There you go.
Good! Good! That is what we want!
Hendel! Get up!
No, Hendel! Stay down!
What are you doing? Get your blade away from his neck!
Finish it.
No! I beg you, do not! How the hell do you understand what it's like to be different in this world? Not by choice. Please, will you spare him?
Wait, do I make a choice? No.
I'm sorry.
Please! Cast your sword aside! Do not bring it down upon my son!
Bring your sword down upon him!
I wish you only pain until the end of time, Oswin Barlow. I wish you had never come here.
The king promised to take care of my family and my ailing mother if I were to rescue you from a monster. I'm sorry.
The only monster is him. Everything he touches, he corrupts. I shall return with you. You may have your rewards and your knighthood. But I curse you to forever remember that you spilled the blood of an innocent. Only because you are as weak and self-righteous as so many men before you. You will be haunted in every sleep of your life for what you have just done. This I promise you.
Wow. That sounds awful. Sorry, friend.
Will you accept the consequence of this curse willingly to retain any honor?
How about no?
No, I refuse it.
Very well.
When the final sleep of your life arrives, you will endure an eternity of cries of innocence, never escaping them for a single fleeting moment.
It's time to go, Matilda.
That is not my name. I will adopt the name of my distant grandmother, Morgaine Le Fay, and I will bring darkness to the world of men.
Uh-oh. Oh, dear. What have you done, Gavish Matt?
Uh-oh.
Everyone, please, stop looting and killing and... Whatever you're doing over there in the corner. The king is dead. The evil sorceress Morgaine eviscerated him and fed him to the pigs, leaving the kingdom in a pure state of anarchy and ruin. Give it up for change, everybody. Oh, God, someone's hanging from the chandelier. How did they even get up there? Now, this is all because of my dear friend Oswin Barlow. Oswin, remember that name. Slayed her monstrous offspring, sparking her wrath, of which you all suffer now because he beheaded her beloved child so his family could get special treatment over all of you.
What? Why are you saying it like that?
Oh, for dramatic effect. Do not worry. They will love you. This is the stuff of legend.
So this is his fault? Oswin the Child Slayer.
Oswin the Child Slayer?
Well, this is Sir Oswin the Child Slayer, actually.
He's a knight now?
He's a knight now.
Shut up.
Do not tell the man to shut up. He's just expressing himself.
No, you shut up.
Oh, right. Uh-oh. They're coming at us with arms. Protect me.
Here we go again.
Oh, you chopped him in half. Side to side, straight top to bottom. A good strike. It takes a lot of strength.
I think it's to the right.
Ooh, stuck her right in the heart. Straight through, came out. Cartoonish. Oh, Oswin the Heart Splitter right over here.
To the right.
That's not right. Oh,
things to the right again.
How many more are there? 10? 50? 50? Look at this, but look at us, hey? Working together, killing angry peasants. Honestly, I could never foresee things ending up like this. Hey, that's very exciting.
I'm beginning to think I should have left you for the world.
Oh no, here they come! There's so many of them! There's practically a horde of peasants! Clusterous of peasants is the... Oh, there's at least 50! Clusteritis of peasants! Oh no! Yeah.
Here we go. Never ends.
Okay then. That was very weird. Wait, did it just end? Guess it's over. Alright, I'll swipe up. Well, I'll give it a few more seconds, then I'll swipe up. That. Okay.
Episode select. Swipe left on the top half of the screen to select episodes.
Okay.
Tap the top half of the home invasion.
Right, so apparently that was the bad ending with the witch. Oh, boy, okay. Well, that's that, I guess. join me for part 5. This is so crazy. This game is crazy. All right, you guys take care.